You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hand.
Oh, we'll call the Henlock spell. And let's say it's a dot that lasts for 10 seconds. The
34 accurate.
And Hotbox.
You can actually feel the tip.
Just the tip?
Hey there, and welcome to episode 68 of The Training Dummies, recorded on May 29th, 2014. My name is Daryl, but you can also call me Hend, a Resto Shaman with a Destruction Warlock Co-main, who I have finally figured out a way that I can get into a raid on this Friday. Yes, I'm taking my Warlock this Friday. With me, as always, is Rob, also known as Holloway, who I didn't change the intro for this week, so I'm just going to leave it as this. The only thing better, and the only thing better than a dummy to help you guys with your game is a robot. So tonight we have Mr. Robot's minion with us, Zupercat.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, hello. Thanks for coming on again. This is the second time you've been on.
Yeah, no, happy to be back.
It's been about a year, right?
Oh, it might be.
Actually, let's know what? I think the last show that Hoofit was on was the Ask Mr. Robot show from last year.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I remember Hoofit was on.
Yep. Yeah. Well, everything changed.
Yes.
Well, Zuper, thanks for joining us again. I know things have changed for us, and things have changed for the robot. But I think we'll hit you up with some interview questions, and we'll get into all the new, cool, awesome stuff.
Awesome.
So how, when, what, where, why did you start playing, and what would you consider your current main?
Well, I actually started playing because everyone at my first Silicon Valley job was playing, and they're like, you've got to play. That's what all the cool kids are doing. I worked at Xfire. I don't know if that rings a bell for anybody, but it was like a big kind of gaming chat client matchmaking system kind of thing. It was a lot of fun. So they got me into it. So we would all play together at night and then talk about it during the day instead of work. So life was pretty awesome. And back then, my main was a hunter. You know, the people there kind of laid out all the different roles. And of course, I'm like, wait, I can have pets? Yes. So I was a hunter. And I was the best feigned death trap hunter around.
Nice.
Nice.
Like, I had that down. I saved the tanks all the time. I'd feigned death trap. I was so proud of it. And then they took that away, and I was pretty sad. But now my main is a druid, because we'd be raiding... what's the first raid everybody had? Blanking here.
Ever?
Yeah, the first big raid.
Molten Core?
Like Molten Core.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, are you talking like way back?
This is what, this is what first happens raid? When I don't have coffee right before the show. yes, so we'd be raiding Molten Core with, you know, 40 people. I can remember that it was actually 40 people. And we would literally have not a single druid on the raid, which means you don't get your battle reses. So I rerolled a druid. And so ever since then, my main has been a resto druid.
Nice. So,
yeah.
What is the origin of the name Zupercat?
Yeah, so, you know, I played a lot of games, but never really identified with, like, a big username. So it's kind of a big deal, you know, to pick out your username. And so what do? I turn to Balderdash. Has anybody played that game, Balderdash?
Yeah, yeah, it's
right,
been a
where
while,
they have, like, crazy words that you've never heard of, but they're supposedly real. So I was flipping through those. And one of them was Zupsha, which is, like, a hallucination of animals. And I'm like, well, that's perfect for a hunter. So the first one was Zupsha, but then when I got the druid, we named it Zupercat. And by we, it was kind of a guild forcing me into doing it because they all thought it was a great name. So they kind of gave me no choice.
That's awesome.
So Zupercat it is. So thank you, Balderdash.
Yeah,
so now totally. If anyone's playing and you come across Zupsha, you'll know what it is. You'll nail it.
Yeah, I totally remember Balderdash. And I remember Xfire too.
Yeah? Nice, yeah, nice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it looks like a couple people remember Xfire, but
yeah, that's pretty awesome. It was fun. It was fun there.
What would you say is your most fond memory in or because of WoW?
Well, we actually used to have a lot of fun. We ran a very non-typical guild. When it came to loot, you know, that caused a little drama. You know, you have a few people quit because of our crazy loot rules.
Yeah, right.
We started doing things like, was it one of the Molten Core bosses? You had to like loot their head or something. Like there was like an item you could loot. I really don't remember. Yellow, help me out here. Do you remember you had to, like, we'd do the races?
In Molten
There's
Core?
There's some quest item. I don't know. There was some quest item where you had to, like, loot a quest item, and only one person could get it, and it was always big drama on who got it. And so we'd have everybody line up, and then we would count down on vent, and then people would run, and whoever was the first
nice.
To loot it.
That's awesome.
They're, like, their potions. You had mages blinking. It was hilarious.
That's awesome.
So those were kind of fun. And now with all the loot systems and stuff, you know, we don't do those anymore, but those were pretty awesome. And we also did other non-traditional things. We would not look up strategies. And so we raided, Karazhan without ever looking up a strategy. And you know, that fight in the library with the guy who puts the ring of fire around you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you can't leave the Ring of Fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're leaving, because everybody knows if there's a Ring of Fire on the ground, you run out. And we all kept blowing up. So nice. Everybody was convinced whoever ran out too slow. And we kept getting faster and faster at running out, because we all thought we were running out way too slow.
That's awesome.
And then finally somebody's like, you know what, I'm not running out. Like, I don't know, like, they're just being stubborn or something. And then we finally realized, oh, you can't run out of the fire. It's the only time you cannot run out of the fire. So we have a lot of good times.
Yeah, that's awesome. With the expansion coming, everyone gets their free 90. So what is going to be your free level 90 character?
Oh, I have no idea. I've been trying to figure this out. I'm thinking it's going to be a hybrid. So that I can switch between, you know, healing or
it's going to be a monk.
Shaman's a good choice.
Ooh, Shaman. Yeah, I could do that.
Totally.
Which one's easier with DPS? Because I'm not very good at DPS.
Shaman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do that. Yeah. All right. Do that. There we go.
Well, you have the choice between ranged or melee, so it is a little more versatile, but monks can tank.
Yeah. Well, we already have, so Yellow, who's the other person, one of the other people behind Mr. Robot's a tank, so probably, yeah, I could do... Shaman would probably be good.
Yep. Battle Panda knows what's up.
Nice.
There we go.
So, Azeroth Choppers, Horde or Alliance?
You know, I have to go Horde.
Yep.
Looking at the bikes.
Yeah, there it is. You know, that's actually the chat room applauding for you. So.
Right. Yeah. I thought the Horde one looked way cooler. I mean, I liked the armor over the gas tank on the Alliance one, but I think overall the Horde one looks a lot cooler.
Dude, the Alliance just looks like some janky snowmobile.
It does look like a snowmobile. You're totally
like, if I were up at the Hen's house, I would ride. No, I would still ride the Horde one.
Yeah, but, I mean, Sleaf, either if anyone offered them to me, I would totally ride them around.
Well, yeah. Right. Someone on my Twitter feed, I can't remember her name. I think it was Veronica. Another Veronica on my Twitter feed. She used Photoshop, and on the Alliance one, she put more blue on it. So she made the shield on the front all blue, you know, like the actual Alliance logo, yep. And a lot more blue on the back end, and it looked way better than the actual bike with all this Alliance, because there's blue trim on the bottom. If you look at the Alliance bike, there's blue trim on the bottom.
Yep.
Well, she extended that same shade of blue to the shield and to the back, and it was a serious improvement.
You said it was Vero?
No, another Veronica.
I know there's a Veronica Belmont.
She does an awesome orc cosplay as her avatar.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, yes. So she had done that on Photoshop, and it looks amazing. You know, as far as you can get for an Alliance bike. So
nice.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, if you're right, if one of them, I'm looking at the chat room here, if somebody had done neons or LEDs, on that Alliance bike, that would have been the clear winner, because who doesn't love glowing stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it, right? It would have fit, too. Totally.
Yeah, how did they not come up with this? Come on.
I don't know. I guess they should have hired us.
Right?
Exactly. Missed the boat on that one.
Totally. All right. Well, that's it for our little mini interview. So, what have you been up to in the last week or two in World of Warcraft?
Well, I haven't been playing because we've been supporting. We've been working on the level or the new Valor stuff. Basically, my involvement in Warcraft this week has been logging in and begging random people to group with me so I can test some stuff out with the add-on. Because we're testing out a couple new features like a wipe command and a few other things so that like deaths don't count against you when you purposefully die. And so, you know, I have to test these things out. And it's little things like we have a raid command or a raid warning that'll go out if you say, you know, I'm wiping, you're calling the wipe. It just kind of tells everybody, and it's like, hey, go ahead and wipe. And so I'm like testing it. Like there's some poor guy standing in Orgrimmar who's grouped with me while I'm in siege. And I just keep spamming this with like every, every possible scenario to make sure the raid warning works. So yeah, so that's what I've been doing in Warcraft this week.
Nice.
That's where the real fun happens.
That's big, major fun. How about you guys? What have you been up to? Probably more exciting than me.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm still doing a recruiter friend with a buddy and taking advantage of that just because I need more level 90s. Because yes. whatever 20 some odd that I have right now is not enough. So I need to get some more. A little bit of PvP, a little bit of raiding. I think since our last show, we actually had our last raid with one of our tanks, Salty from the Bitter and Salty podcast. He's taken a little mini break vacation. That was our last raid with him. We had a really good time. We went in. I let him beat me on one fight, you know, so he's walking away with a good feeling, you know, so.
Yeah, so, one of the healers let him beat him as well.
Yeah, you know, we're all doing our best to make him feel loved. But so how about you, Hen? What have you been up to?
Well, since you brought up that raid, well, I would have brought it up anyway. We started that week at Shaw. And we actually had two new kills that week. We got Nazgrim and Malkarok. So we're now 9 of 14 normals, which is progression for us. So that's exciting. And other than our raid, yeah, we didn't raid this past Friday because I was out of town. So we'll get back at it this week. And yes, I will be taking my Warlock this week. I've got it all set up. We got our three healers. We have a replacement tank. We're good to go. So I haven't been able to take my Warlock for a few weeks now just because we've needed me for the third heals. Or actually, I guess we haven't needed me for the third heals. We could have brought someone in who was DPS or heals. But I've elected to go heals since then because I want a mace off Dark Shaman. Because I'm still rocking the dagger from Throne of Thunder, LFR. So, nice. I know. So anyway, that's why
I'm pretty sure I have that mace.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. Just like you had the shot-touched weapon on one other alt as well, or three or four alts, who knows. Anyways, it hasn't dropped. So this week, that mace is going to drop. And I know this because I'm taking my Warlock this week. So the mace is going to drop. So congratulations to whoever gets it this week. It won't be me.
You know what? We should just to make you feel better, we should just save the lockout. Just pick up its spoils.
I was thinking that, but who wants to start on spoils? Like, really?
No, never mind.
See?
I'm going to have to... Since we have a new tank now, it's all about
exactly. Synergy. Exactly. So we should be able to get through Dark Shaman at least, and then we're starting on Nazgrim next week. So that won't be too bad, or we might even get Nazgrim down.
That guy's an idiot.
But other than that, I've been doing PvP a little bit here and there, doing my Valor capping now, because everyone needs those upgrades. But yeah, that's about it. You know, our raids on Fridays, and then concentrating on getting my Valor done so I can get my upgrades done, and you know, the odd battleground here and there. I haven't done any arenas lately, though. I think I'm going to have to get back in to do some more of that, because that was fun as well. Or no, it wasn't. It was...
it was awful.
I didn't say it. That. I didn't say PvP. All right. Yeah, we'll just skip past that. Let's do this.
This is Stormy from Pananza, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Hand and Rob.
All right, so... we're here today. We've got Ask Mr. Robot on to talk about all the new stuff that's coming with Ask Mr. Robot, as well as, you know, new for this patch and new for Warlords. So I guess the first thing we can touch on is, you know, as I mentioned, I'm farming Valor, the Valor upgrades, and how the robot can help us decide what we should be upgrading.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Very
thanks,
cool.
Thanks for coming out, everyone. that was actually a really good question, because I, you know, everyone was all excited when that patch dropped, and there's two more upgrades. I'm going to say up front, I was not excited, but I still need to upgrade that gear. So, I mean, what do you do? You obviously have the some sort of algorithm built in.
Yeah. So basically, you know, we made sure that we got all of the extra upgrades in there and followed all the rules, you know, what can and cannot be upgraded. And then the cool thing that we do is in the Find Upgrades feature, that's the little purple button on the far right, we basically run all of the gear options through, like, your current gear set. So what we do is, like, if we're looking at a weapon upgrade, we upgrade the weapon for you, we run it through a full set of optimizations, because that weapon upgrade, say it has a lot of extra hit on it, but you're over the hit cap, so we might pull reforges off of, like, your chest piece or something to lower the hit. So we do a full gear optimization for every item in that list to make sure you're getting the best setup. So when you click that purple Find Upgrades button, you go to the currencies option, because Valor is a currency, and you choose Valor. There's the Horde bike riding past me, if you can hear that.
No, that was too weak. That had to be the alarm spike.
So then you get the list of gear, and we rank it in several ways. So you can go look at just the Valor upgrades. And you can look at it for the biggest upgrade. But what that'll do, you have to be careful, because if you have an item that's not upgraded at all, so it can go up 4 levels, it's going to look like a bigger upgrade than something that only upgrades 2 levels. So then there's another option that you can look at, which is, like, basically the most bang for your buck. It's how much of an upgrade are you getting per Valor point. And so that kind of basically will tell you, hey, you know, your weapon, you know, maybe you're getting, you know, 200 points of an upgrade for each Valor point spent. And then your chest piece maybe is only 20, and you're like, oh, wow, that's a 10x difference. So you're able to kind of take all of that information and decide what to upgrade. So Mr. Robot just ranks all of it for you. He looks at all of the gear in your bags and bank, as long as you've imported that data. So it's pretty handy. And then you can even do, like, you know, some people are laboring over, like, oh, do I do the chest piece or the shoulders, or, you know, I have a warforged pair of boots.
Right,
you know,
right.
What's better? Mm-hmm. And Mr. Robot will tell you not only which one's better, but by how much. You know, you might be those Warforged boots are, you know, 5 points per for the Valor more, you know, so it's like 500 instead of 495. You're like, all right, they're equal, right? So you can look at all of that and make those decisions, because you might think, oh, I'm never going to replace this Warforged item, or I'm never going to replace my set piece, or, you know, so you can factor all of that data into what the human aspect is, which is what Mr. Robot does not factor in. You know, he doesn't know what you feel like replacing. He doesn't know if you're mm-hmm. going to throw it away and donate it to Goodwill. So, yeah, it's just super, super handy.
So the basic rule of weapons and trinkets, then, is that just doesn't matter. It just takes into account...
Yeah, it really depends. I mean, so if all things are equal, like if your item level on every single item is equal, and you're a DPSer, you can usually follow the rule that your weapon upgrade is going to be best. It's not usually the case for tanks. But that's not how gear works, right? You have sets, you have set bonuses, you might have one heroic item, you might have a warforged item. Your weapon might not be of the current tier. It might be last tier. And so you might be wondering...
Last tier's LFR.
Right?
Last tier's LFR.
Right, we're going to be LFR. So you would look at that and you're wondering, well, should I still upgrade my weapon? And Mr. Robot can tell you, right? It actually might be the case that an LFR weapon should actually still be upgraded. And so, yeah, so we just basically look at all of the math and we can kind of tell you and give you peace of mind for when you do those upgrades.
So the Valor upgrades, now, is that just regular Ask Mr. Robot, or is that part of the premium Ask Mr. Robot?
Yep, good question. So it's part of the premium, and everybody gets a free one-week trial, and there's no credit card. We never ask for the credit card during the trial because we all know the games people are trying to play, right? They're hoping for we don't. We aren't interested in that. So everyone gets a free week trial to test everything out. And then the premium, so you get all of the different upgrade finder options. So you can look at like Valor upgrades. You can look at, hey, what are the best items I can get in this raid or from this boss? One of the most popular features is, bonus rolls. So Mr. Robot will calculate several things for you on the bonus rolls. He'll tell you, how many upgrades the boss will drop, what percentage, what chance percent you have, which I'll get into that in a second, and then the score increase. So for the number of upgrades, like let's say a boss drops 5 items that you can use, but let's say only 2 are upgrades. Well, you want to know that, right? Because there's a 30% chance you're going to be really excited, and there's a 60% chance you're going to smash your face into the keyboard.
It feels like it's more than 60, though, I swear.
So then there's about a 15% chance for you to win a bonus roll, right? So then what we do is if 2 of those items of those 5 are an upgrade, well, we take 40% of the 15%, which is like 3%. Let's pretend my math is good. Never do math in public, everybody. This is my advice to you. Never do math in public. it always ends badly. Anyway, so then we would say, oh, you have a 3% chance to win an upgrade instead of a 15 because, you know, some of the items might not be good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty handy. And then we also show you the points for the upgrade. So it might be that you have a 3% chance to win an upgrade, but the things that are an upgrade are, say, 5,000 points, right? And then let's say you have a 15% chance to win from another boss because he's going to drop 5 of 5 items that you need, but they're all kind of mediocre and they're only worth, you know, 1,000 points. So you might be like, I'm going to take that gamble, right? So we give you all of that information so you can kind of figure out what to do with your bonus rolls.
Is it true that, like, the less you win on a bonus roll, the higher your odds get?
Yes.
Is that taken into account? Or?
You do not factor that into account, no.
Okay.
So relatively, that's a good question, because we just don't know. We aren't tracking your rolls and your wins and losses.
Mm-hmm.
But relatively speaking, the percents are all still the same, right? If you have a 3% chance to win an upgrade on one boss, a 15% chance on another, but let's say you're losing rolls, and now let's say your chance is doubled, well, one would be a 6% chance to win an upgrade that's worthwhile to you, and the other would be a 30% chance to win an upgrade.
Right.
So, relatively speaking, it's still right, but it would be pretty cool, wouldn't it, to know your actual chances?
Well, and as Kranos pointed out, I'm going to be in the wrong loot spec anyway, so I'm going to get something that I don't need or want.
Yes.
Oh, is that a... Did I read somebody asked you that question, too? Are you going to have some sort of tracker for your loot spec?
What do you mean, like, tracker for the loot spec?
To, like, maybe warn you,
Right, if you're in the wrong spec. Yeah, that's something we'll probably maybe try to add in. That's kind of like, you know, because we're trying to beef up that add-on, at least for Warlords, to kind of help you a little bit more. And one of the things we want to do is give people a wish list. So you can take those, you know, all the items on the bonus roll thing, and all the Valor up, well, the Valor one would make a whole lot of sense, but whatever. play with me here. You could take boss upgrades, you know, all these upgrades that you want, and put them into a wish list and then bring that into the game. So let's say you're fighting a boss, he dies. If he drops an item you want, we could pop up a message that says, hey, this is on your wish list, and we could give you whatever information you need.
Oh, nice. Right? Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then we could also say, well, hey, this boss's bonus rolls you're interested in. You're interested in one of the five items. Here's the information in case you feel like rolling, and just like pop that information up. Because we build features that we want, and this feature came from me because I'm that kid in the raid where, you know, the boss dies and the bonus roll thing's up there, and I'm like, hold on, I have to alt tab to Mr. Robot, and I have to, you know, assess it
for five minutes.
Right? Everyone else is killing trash, and I'm like, oh, hold on. This is important.
Yes.
I have learned that you can change your loot spec after the boss is dead before you bonus roll.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the bonus roll thing is sitting there, and it shows you in the corner the little what your spec is. You can actually change your loot spec and then bonus roll after the whole fight's done and still roll for whatever spec you want.
Right.
So if you don't get the drop you want, and you're like, I'm gonna, no gear drops that you care about, but I would rather, you know, a final roll for my off spec. You can do that after the fight's over still.
Right. No, that's pretty smart. Nice. See, we all learned something.
Woo!
Today. And then the other things you can do with premium, the other big feature that people seem to really like is what we call best in bags. So it's like best in slot, except it's only gear you own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I have a zillion of everything in my bags. And yes. I'm like, oh, what's best? Is this, you know, Warforged chess piece best if I use all other four pieces for the set bone? I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically grab your gear. Like, there's like a really ugly text string you grab from the add-on, and you paste it onto the website. And Mr. Robot knows everything that you own and then tells you what set you should be equipping. And then we also take your off-spec into account for people who switch often. So we always find the best gear for your main spec first, and then we find leftovers and shared gear for your off-spec. But if the gear is shared, if it's something that your main spec's also using, we lock in the main spec gems and chance and reforges so that you're not always switching back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually pretty handy, too. So that's one of the big features, the premium features that everybody likes. So, yeah, so there's all sorts of good stuff, all for $12 a year.
That's less than a cup of coffee a month.
I know. It's like two Starbucks coffees if you buy the,
seriously.
Starbucks stuff I buy.
Honestly, that's like going out to eat once.
Yeah, if even it's hard to go out to eat for that price.
No.
Unless you're budgeting, you're like McDonald's or Taco Bell.
Right, Taco Bell, you could definitely do it. Yeah.
Yep. Don't get me started. I'm ashamed of how much I like that Taco Bell breakfast deal. Man. That stupid that breakfast crunch wrap thing.
You mean the waffly the thing?
No, not the taco, it's like a wrap.
Nice.
And it's got like potatoes and steak in it.
Oh, yum! Now I just ate dinner, but
this
now
is important.
This is important stuff. Yes.
Okay. All right, so bigger and better things.
Okay, so you mentioned Warlords of Draenor and how you're beefing up the add-on for that. So let's get into what's new and exciting and coming with that, but also reforging, because that's where I believe Ask Mr. Robot started, and now reforging is gone. So what are we getting to take its place? Why are we going to want to keep going to use Ask Mr. Robot?
No, good question. So we all remember when they announced that at BlizzCon, right? And we were watching live. We didn't make BlizzCon. And you know, first they announced reforging was going, you know, away, and I'm like, no, what? And 30 seconds later, we were like, wait a second, that means maintaining this reforge algorithm is going to be a cakewalk, and we can do what we've always wanted to do, which is combat logging. So for those of you that don't know, that reforge algorithm is a beast. The average person has between several billion and several quintillion combinations of relevant gems and chance and reforges. And we rewrote it last year so that we can guarantee that you have the absolute single best solution. And to do that, you know, it took us months to rewrite that thing so that it wouldn't crash our servers. So with Reforging being gone, and then the gens and enchants being somewhat limited, that algorithm can be maintained in our sleep. It'll be super easy. So that opened us up to have time to work on combat logs. And so, you guys remember RAR, right? For optimizing your gear and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So that program was actually, you know, it was awesome. Like, those people did a fantastic job, but it was a little intimidating to use. You know, you had to spend a lot of time learning it, and you had to download a program. And so we wanted to make something that worked for every class and basically had an easy button. You click the optimize and you're done. And so that's what we ended up doing. And the site grew and it grew pretty big. And so we want to do that with combat logs. We want to take what people know of combat logs as they currently are, but put that like easy button on there. We want to make sure we give you things that are actionable.
So were you planning on doing the combat logs in before all the changes were announced for Warlords?
We've always wanted to do it, but it was hard to find time because every time, you know, a patch would come out or content or a new raid, we would have to spend a lot of time working on the algorithm because, you know, Blizzard always puts something in that would make us have to redo things. Like, you know, if they add in, you know, like extra valor levels, it's like, okay, we have to work on something so that, you know, now there's, instead of a few billion, there's a few quintillion combinations, and a few quintillion go up to the zillions. And, you know, it's like, well, that's going to make the server chug. So what can we, what can we do here? So there was always a surprise around the corner, that would take quite a bit of time to maintain. And so now that that's not going to be an issue, we have time to do combat logs, and the plans we have for combat logs are going to be intense. Like, we want to do boss specific things. You know, one example is, you know, when you're fighting the Shah on Heroic,
mm-hmm.
There's those rifts, right? They shoot at you and you have to close them.
We'll take your word for it.
Yeah. So they shoot little rifts and people have to run and close these rifts, right? So one of the things, you know, our team would do is I'm sitting there as a healer. So what am I doing? I'm staring at everybody's, you know, health bars, and I can see who can and cannot close these rifts because you close it and then you get a debuff for, I don't know, 60 seconds or something and you can't close it again. And I'd be like, hey, everybody, there's eight out of 10 people who can go close those rifts, thinking that might be why we're dying. So what we want to do is kind of look at the aggregate data. Well, we'll know how many rifts people are closing on average. We'll probably have to do it like over time or something, because if your fight lasts 10 minutes and somebody else lasts 5, you're going to want to average that out. And show things like, well, of the people who, the worst 5% of people who've killed this boss, how many rifts were they closing on average? So you kind of know like where that bar is set. And so we want to kind of do a lot of really cool things like that. And that's going to just take time to maintain. But now we have the time to do it. So we're pretty excited for all the cool things. I could talk, you know, if you ask questions, I will keep talking about this.
No, that's awesome, because you're basically saying there's, you know, the bar isn't set by what, you know, Method or Blood Legion is doing. You can we can say like, hey, here's people who've done it and they're not top end and
they're not good. And here's the bar.
Where were they? How are they succeeding? You know?
Exactly, right. And since we have the add-on, we're capturing people's actual gear data.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're able to say things too, like, you know, it's a big discussion, at least in a lot of times our raid groups. It's like, well, do we need to farm for more gear? Like, would gear help us? Are we just not executing this right? Mm-hmm. Well, since we have everybody's gear, we're going to be able to say things like, well, you're performing for your gear in the 80th percentile for damage.
Wow, that's cool.
Right? And then we'll be able to say, well, here's the lowest DPS teams who've beaten the boss. Here's the average, and here's the best.
Man, and you can see where you fall. Call people out.
So,
man,
you know,
these guys did it, and they suck.
My biggest concern with this is, you know, if you get like 50%, you're gonna like feel bad about yourself because 50%. You know, we all learn like school is bad, but we're like, well, if you're 50%, you're actually at the average.
If you're doing percentiles,
right?
Yeah.
Right, so you have to, like, you know, get used to, like, 80th. You're like, I'm not the best. It's like, well, 80th is actually pretty darn good if you're not, you know, one of these world-first guilds. So it'll be interesting to kind of see how that plays out. And we just want to help people improve. I mean, because let's say you're, like, that top guy. Like, you're that guy that does the most damage in every raid. So you don't have at least a direct peer group to help you get better because everyone's looking to you to help them get better and you don't have someone to compare yourself to. Well, what we'll be able to show is for that guy's gear level, is he in the 99th percentile? Like, is he really that good that his only improvement's really going to be get more gear? Mm-hmm. Or is that guy awesome on your team, but he's in the 70th percentile and everybody else on your team's in the 40th? And then that guy will know, hey, I can improve. Right. Well, and that he has room to improve, right? Yeah, he's carrying.
He or she. Because,
yeah, exactly. So then each person will know, like, how much room they have for improvement and stuff. So we want to do a lot of really cool things like that to kind of help teams get past their progression bosses.
That sounds...
of all the people. Yeah,
here's a bit of a question, then. I'm not going to name any names, but there are a couple of sites out there that are already, like, pretty deep into the logs game. And there's one that's come out recently that has some features of being able to replay the fights and actually watch for people to run around and stuff. How do you feel like you guys are going to bring something different to the table that's gonna set AMR apart in terms of logs?
Right. So the person who wrote Worldcraft Logs is good. I mean, that site's pretty cool. And he spent a lot of time writing a couple of cool features. One is that, like, hardcore query tool. You can write pretty much any query on a site and get something back.
Mm-hmm.
And then the replays are pretty cool. And so we reached out to him. You know, we're talking, and we want to try to let... I mean, our philosophy is that all of these fan sites can exist in harmony.
Yeah, totally.
We work really well with all sorts of fan sites. And so, but he's... And he's a little bit more of a, quote, direct competitor. So we reached out to him. We're like, hey, why don't we try to have some differentiation? And, you know, it's not fun to reinvent the wheel, especially since we're a small team. So we're like, hey, you spent a lot of time building out this query tool and the replays. You know, unless we come up with something ridiculously amazing, that's, you know, we're going to spend time on, we're going to let him kind of keep those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to focus on other features. And so we're going to kind of go after, like, the boss analysis and actionable items.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like that. So we're trying to keep it differentiated so that both sites can exist. And it's not hard, honestly, it's not hard to upload your log to two sites, right? So.
No, I think people do that anyways.
Exactly. So it's not going to hurt. It's not like people have to choose one or the other. And it's, if people come to our site, it's not like we're taking away from his site and vice versa, because as long as both sites have cool features, there's no reason you wouldn't use both, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't insinuating that there was any sort of hostility. I just know that,
right, yeah.
You know, there is something about AMR that, people love the community around it and, you know, the interaction and everything. And I know you guys work super hard at what you do. And I was just interested in your take as to, you know, how that's going to work with some of the other products out there.
Yeah. Yeah. We always try to work with people. Yeah, because all these people are like, doing it because they really like it, right? And it's mm-hmm. it's good for the community too, right? To have more options.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This guy's thinking of things differently than we are. And so it's cool for users because then you get more, you know, more variety. And, you know, he might, with a different perspective, come up with something that we wouldn't have thought of and vice versa. So we're always a huge fan of that, which is not normal. You know, it's not normal to play nice on the internet, right? But that's why we also started our own company, because we don't want to be like everybody else. We don't want to work for like these people who like lie, cheat, and steal their way through business, right? So that's kind of the one of the fun things we get to do by taking this ridiculously crazy risk and starting a company.
what besides would you say besides the combat logs and kind of the gear scoring? What else?
What else?
You know,
is there?
Yeah, I know that. You know, reforging, gems, enchants, all that stuff is either going away or changing dramatically.
So. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, a big thing is going to be combat logs and kind of integrating that with a lot of, like, character and gear data. And, you know, we're also trying to do, like, get some of the basics down, too, with these combat logs. You know, if you use other sites, you'll notice, like, a mage has several different versions of arcane blast or arcane icicle or something like that. Ice lance. There we go. I'll get it. I need coffee. My problem is coffee.
Popsicles.
Yeah, those frozen popsicles that they spam. There's several different versions that show up on all these log sites. And it's not the log site's fault. It's that different versions show up in the combat log because of the way it's coded. on Blizzard's end, if there's like a modifier, like, I don't know, a talent or something that makes it crit, you know, on crit, you throw another one. Well, it ends up with a separate ID.
Yep.
And so we tried to go through all those lists, clean it up, merge them because you're like, I don't care. Or in the instances that you do care, we group them, but show you which ones were special procs and which ones weren't. It's not glamorous, but those are a lot of things we're trying to do first before we do, like, you know, the really, really cool features. So we're trying to use the alpha to kind of get that down. And then we want to go to open beta really soon. We're targeting maybe end of June or mid-July so that anybody can use it. And it's in closed alpha right now just because we don't want to unleash our bugs to the world. They happen. we made it at one point so nobody from a Mac could upload logs. That was really nice.
Oh, I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah. Doesn't bother me.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, so those are kind of the big things we'll be focusing on for Warlords. And then, you know, building out a couple of the features, like I mentioned, the wish list. I think that would be really cool. And kind of integrating some of these features a little bit more with the add-on. So you can go between the website and the add-on with a lot more things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we really just, our goal is that people want to come back and look at logs. Like right now, I mean, we log our raids. And it's like pulling teeth to get me to look at it. And then when I look at it, I'm only looking at one thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm looking at, you know what? Normally this other druid outheals me. And in this case, I outhealed him. What happened? And so I'm looking, right? And then I'm done. I don't care what everybody else did. I just want to see what I did.
Yeah, it's pretty
So we're
much
trying
it.
To change that. We're trying, right? We're trying to change it to kind of make it like team centric. Like, what can your team do better?
Right.
Where does your team stack as term, you know, in terms of overall group DPS? Things might get a little complicated with these flex sized raids that everything's going to be flex sized in Warlords, but we'll fix it. I mean, if we could figure out how to do an algorithm for a quintillion combinations on each person, I think we can figure this out.
Right.
It might take a little whiteboarding, but we can do it.
You're a robot. You can do it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's good stuff. I really, really think it's awesome that in spite of all the changes and basically, you know, the revamping of how gear and reforging everything is going to work, that you guys have found a whole new, you know, a whole new way to tap this and really have a viable resource here.
Yeah, we basically try to build tools that we want ourselves. And so far it's been working for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, we play the game and then we're like, hey, you know, I spend a lot of time doing that. I mean, I don't know how many features we've made because of me, you know, because of like, the wish list now is my big one. I'm like, seriously, I'm that person that takes 5 minutes.
No, that's huge. Honestly, yep. That's huge. I think,
yeah.
You know, you can say that we're getting rid of, you know, hidden expertise and this and that, but, it, you know, there is always going to be a way to min-max. And I think wish lists are going to be a huge part of that.
Yeah. Well, especially since your gear is not as modifiable, right? I mean, gear decisions, in theory, are going to be very important again.
Yeah, right. Definitely. Whether, you know, someone's going to figure out that multi-strike is going to be king for frost mages. And, you know, and it's, yeah, it's going to be a big deal. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm really excited. I can't wait for the Warlords Alpha just so we can kind of get our hands on things and see see
know,
how everything's
right?
going to play out. Been waiting.
All right, so
well,
you want to throw her under the bus here with this one then? Since that's what
that.
You wanted to do.
Well, I say that, but it's a genuine question. It's been my take for a long time. And anybody that I've talked to, like, I use AMR for everything except healers. And the reason,
like, I'm hanging up, done.
And the reason is, and you guys have to know this too, so much of healing has to do with your personal playstyle, how much spirit you need, and, you know, things that are kind of immeasurable, things that are, you know, that are going to vary from every single player out there. So, that being said, do you think that AMR is still a good resource for for people who play healing classes.
Yes. So we actually do see that a lot. So as you said, like, spirit's different for every player. You know, spirit's really all about how well you're managing your mana. Some people manage it better than others, and it's also depending on what you use, right? I mean, your heal team might need you to use a lot of really big expensive heals, which, you know, sucks down the mana. So it's hard to tell people, here's what your spirit cap should be. But spirit's very important for healers, and so spirit is weighted at very high for healers. And so what people see on our site sometimes is, wait, you want me to get how much more spirit?
Right.
Crazy, I'm leaving. When what we really need people to do is just click on that options button or the edit weights button, and then you just type in a number for your spirit cap. And what I tell people to do is, if your spirit's good, just type in your current spirit number, click save, and then Mr. Robot optimizes around that. So what he'll do is, he'll give you, you know, he'll be like, well, you need 15,000 spirit? Great. He'll get you to 15,000, then stop and put it in all the other stats that you need. But if you put spirit value low without putting the cap in, so some people do that, right? They're like, well, spirit, I'm going to say it's not valuable. Well, then he takes it all away. So putting that cap in is the only solution everybody needs. And we don't put a default cap in there, because then people will be like, oh, well, there's a magic number. Well, I need to get to that magic number. It's like, no, there isn't. No. It's different for every person. And so healers are that one hard one. And that's one thing we're going to toy with. We're experimenting with it by integrating it into the combat logs. Because if we know if you're running out of mana or not running out of mana, which we know from the combat logs, in theory, we can suggest spirit caps for you. Which would be pretty badass, right?
Yeah, that's kind of awesome, and I'm really happy to hear that, because I haven't been, like, you know, completely dismissive by any means, but you know, for monks, you know, the way spirit works for them, for a Mistweaver, is different than any other healing class. You know, we've talked to a couple of Mistweavers, and they're basically like, spirit is your last priority. I've got 7k spirit, and that's still way too much, you know, and it's just like, totally, you know, completely opposite. So the fact that, you know, what you're saying is you can actually go in and customize that. You know, if you, you know, our last guest on here was saying, you know, when she runs a Resto Shaman for heroic rating, she's got 15k spirit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's just all over the place. You can go in and just adjust that. You know, it's, and still get the benefit of being able to maximize everything else, but say, yes, this is how much spirit I want.
Right. And I think it's like a, not a chicken and egg, but, you know, we did a good job getting everyone to push that easy button and believe in Mr. Robot. And they're like, cool, I'm making my changes. That when somebody goes and uses a healer, you click the easy button, you're like, what? I have to do something else?
That's, yeah.
Right.
No, and so everyone got used to, I don't need that much.
So everyone got used to the defaults just being so good, you push that button, but with healers it is different. And so it's like, well, I mean, I don't want to make it harder for everybody. Had it been harder for everybody, then we wouldn't have had this problem.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I keep meaning to, like, I just need to, like, make a little public service announcement, because I can target those little promo spots to different classes and specs and just be like, hey, you should click on this button right down here and put in a spirit cap. And I think that actually might go a long way to helping people.
I agree with that, because, yeah, I'm the same way. You know, I'll still go there and you know, I'll load up my shaman, update all the current gear, set the stat weights that I want. You know, I prefer crit over mastery, personally. And then I'll hit the optimize. I'm like, but I need any more spirit. And then I just won't do it. I'm like, I'll just slap this gem in there because it's not spirit.
Right.
And then I just leave it at that. So, yeah, I'm guilty of that. 100%. Totally. So, but yes, okay. I need to set my spirit cap. I shall make sure to do that.
Yep. Oh, that's good. That's really great to know. I mean, I, if you hadn't picked up, I do play a lot of different classes, and it is a big deal to me not having to go to 50 different sites to try and figure something
fuss
out.
With it. Uh-huh.
Like, okay, I'm messing around on my Disc Priest. I honestly, off the top of my head right now, I couldn't tell you. What do I value? Crit? Haste? I don't freaking know.
I don't know.
I know how to play it. I know how to do all right. I can do fine in LFR. I've actually run through flex on my priest. We did great. But I'm not a pro, and I would rather not spend all that time on it because it's not my main class. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we started the site to begin with is that we had that same thing. We were switching classes all the time, and by we, I mean, you know, me switching once is amazing. Everybody else was switching classes all the time. And yeah, we wanted that like one-stop resource because you have to like, you know, back then you'd go through like hundreds of pages of elitist jerks posts and, you know, all the different bloggers, which are fantastic, but you have to like ask somebody, wait, which blogger do I follow for this class? And that's one of the things we try to do with our site, too. And I keep asking on Twitter, anybody, don't be shy. If you have a really good resource, whether it's yours or somebody else's, send it to me because we can put it in that little promo spot. And then we also, Icy Veins does a really nice job of kind of like summarizing everything in one spot. And so on each class's, like when you have a spec loaded, we have a link to Icy Veins. And since I can target to any class in spec, like I've done it for a couple of classes, if there's a really cool resource, we just point people to it because why not? And then you can use our site as like, not only how do you reforge in gem, but education into how do you want to play with like pre-vetted sources.
I know a lot of people are into, what's it, Century Totem? That's getting real big right now.
Oh yeah, they're doing a great job. You know, I used their personalized help because I thought it would be fun. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I need it because our other healer always outheals me. And I have no excuses. He's a druid. I'm a druid, so, you know. And the guy was excellent. They asked for a link to your combat logs.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me, like, not just, you know, I was thinking I'd probably get generic advice. Like, oh, you should use, you know, regrowth more often or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. It was very specific. It was like, well, I see, you know, this is happening and you're doing that. And so because of the talents you've chosen, if you like healing that way, what you're going to want to do is heal a little, you know, use this spell a little bit more.
Oh, wow.
But it's popular that, you know, use this talent, you know, because it's, you know, Soul of the Forest. For a lot of these fights that you're doing, I see your progression fights. Soul of the Forest might be a better choice. And here's why. Uh-huh. And it wasn't just do it. He told me like why. And I think we had like went back and forth three times each. Like with follow-ups,
mm-hmm.
He was excellent. Like this was super, super helpful. So I absolutely recommend that for people. And they work off donations, you know, so you do it. And then if you like their advice, you just pick a amount to donate.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's
yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I've mentioned this a few times lately, and we've actually even talked about it on the show, like in, you know, had a full-on episode with Rignaros, just about upping your game, you know, and it sounds really cool. I would love to have somebody kind of, you know, walk alongside and say, oh, here's what you're doing, and here's what you need to be doing, and here's why.
Right. Yeah, and
or
yeah.
If you want to do this, then that's cool. Or, you know.
Right. And he even gave me advice, too, I think, on spirit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it was, like, based on the heals I was choosing, he's like, you don't need a heavy spirit build. And if you want, you can go for this haste breakpoint by dropping some spirit. And based on the talent you've chosen, haste is actually, that haste breakpoint is going to be good for you. I'm like, I write Mr. Robot. Like, I'm totally embarrassed right now because I haven't optimized my gear or even looked into the haste. Wow.
It's like the mechanic whose car is broken down.
Right.
Nice.
So yeah, so that site's fantastic. And they've been getting guides and stuff up there, and I check in on it like, you know, once every couple of weeks, and they've been getting a lot of good content up there, but I definitely loved that advice section. And your money is going right to the person helping you. How cool is that?
Very cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, I didn't realize that it was that legit, the Century Totem stuff. I mean, I've looked through there a few times because I was thinking about, you know, I was looking through some of their PvP guides on classes that I wasn't super familiar with, and so I'm actually really excited to try out the personalized deal.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me how it is. I was happy.
It's awesome. Well, Hen, do you got any anything else?
I'm trying to think here. I'm sure there's something else we need to ask while we've got her here. Something else we need to know. Is there anything else?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Are you?
Yeah.
You'll see Hen.
I'm going.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Cool.
And they'll be there for show.
Yeah,
we'll be there something. In spirit.
Yeah, we didn't get to go last year. We had stuff going on. We went the year right before they had the break.
Oh, okay.
It was like right when our site was kind of starting up. Mm-hmm. And of course, the first person who recognized us, seeing as we had the last Mr. Robot shirts on, was like, "Ask Mr. Robot, hey, you suck for hunters." I'm like, "Really? Really? Oh." We talked to the guy, and it turned out, guess what? He didn't customize his options. I'm like, is this the kind of trip it's going to be? But I was just excited that somebody recognized us because we were pretty new.
That's awesome. Well, is there anything else that you think we should know about Ask Mr. Robot? Is there any new feature that you want to... Anything, I don't know. Anything that...
Yeah, we covered all of it, you know, with the big stuff is getting that combat log shaping up. You know, if people want in on the alpha, I'm going to regret saying this because I have to do this by hand, but email me.
I do. Your email.
If you have a username that you want, put in the username. Otherwise, I'll just hen. Make something up for you.
It's hen.
Yeah, there you go. Got
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we basically, it's only, the reason it's just closed alpha right now is we just don't want people, you know, like I said, to unleash our bugs to the world. But if you're asking and begging us to, you know, play with it, we won't say no.
We got a raid tomorrow. I'll test it tomorrow.
There you go. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Make sure you have our add-on. As long as the add-on's there, whoever has the add-on installed, only the logger needs to do something, but whoever has the add-on installed, we collect their gear data for every fight. So if you change specs and talents, we
really?
Know. Yeah.
Well, okay, so let's say everybody in our group's got the add-on installed, then you're going to be able to literally track every single person and how they performed based on their gear and their skill level.
Yeah, so we collect, like, they don't have to do anything, they just have it installed. The person logging, our add-on will collect it all from them, because add-ons, the same add-on can talk to each other in-game.
Mm-hmm.
And then not everyone needs it. Just whoever has it, we collect their gear data.
Right.
If they don't have it installed, when you upload it, we grab their latest from the armory and call it close enough. Not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you get people who are switching specs or talents and trying different things out, or even switching gear, because you get a new piece of gear, we'll have all of it. And when you're looking at somebody's log, if you're like, why did this, you know, person out DPS me, you can click on it and get the exact gear and talents and glyphs that they were using for that fight.
That does sound really cool.
Yeah, I like it. I'm actually super excited. So,
so is that a new combat log add-on then? It's not the normal.
It's the regular add-on.
Oh, yeah. Just the regular.
So it's built into the regular app.
Oh, well, that's
even
easier.
And we have a new combat log tap.
Great job of baking this all into one thing.
Yeah, we're trying. We're getting there. So yeah, so if not everyone has to have it installed. So if somebody in your raid doesn't have it installed, it'll still work. It just won't grab that person's gear. It'll grab everybody else's though.
Cool.
Yeah, so yeah, pretty much the combat log's the big thing we're focusing on, and then excited to get in that Warlords beta, whenever that's happening.
Yeah, that is the question. All right, well, Rob, do you got anything else?
Nah, man, I think we asked a couple of the hard questions.
All right.
Kept it real.
Well... I think that about wraps everything up then. We unfortunately do not have Kim this week because she is super busy. So we're just going to break right into this.
Hey, don't matter that she's out of town. He's got some shit else to send over. So let's turn it all around and scoot in a little bit closer. I just want to
All right, Hand Love. Of course, I got to send some Hand Love to our guildies, the Hoarderlies on the Deathwing server, as well as everyone who is on our raid team. As well, I'm going to send some Hand Love to the folks over at Catalyst Gaming Media. Go check them out. There's lots of other podcasts on there, streamers, bloggers, etc. And, of course, I need to send some hand love to Zupercat for coming on the show today to talk about Ask Mr. Robot.
Woo! I can cheer myself, right?
Yeah, I mean, oh, totally.
No,
totally.
That's cool, right?
I'm pretty sure the chat room was applauding you there.
Oh, yeah, there they are, there they are.
Yeah, sometimes we have to mute the chat room to get a little rowdy, so.
Rob, what do you got?
Thanks everybody for coming out. I've seen a bunch of follows come through on the stream too, so that's super awesome. And definitely Zuper for joining us. We've been huge fans of AMR for a very long time. I know when Hoofit contacted you a while ago, and he helped kind of try to write that starter guide for you.
Yeah, that was pretty-
yeah, that was great, man. So it was good just being able to connect with you and maintain that. Like I was saying earlier, you guys have a great community going on, and I know a lot of people are excited to be a part of that. So thank you again for coming on, and Arios in the chat room especially. He's my recruiter friend, bro. And he's been putting up with me like, let's roll another tune. Let's roll another tune. Let's roll another tune. So.
It happens.
All right. How about you, Zuper? You got any shout-outs?
Yeah, to all our alpha testers. Well, to all the alpha testers who've been giving good feedback. How about that? You want a shout-out, you have to give good feedback. Yeah, no, I mean, they've been super helpful. We've had a lot of people with really cool ideas. We've had a lot of people who've, you know, found, you know, crazy little wacky things. They're not bugs. We don't write bugs. Doesn't happen. and yeah, so we really appreciate that. And, you know, if you get into the alpha, we really like to hear what's good as well as like what you think we can improve on. Because if we don't hear what's good, we might end up changing it and then, you know, you'll be sad. So yeah, my shout out this week goes to all the alpha people and the people who dealt with me begging in trade chat to group so I could test their add-on out.
All right. Well,
pretty
before
sure I've got you on Real ID. If you ever need any group up, just hit me up.
Cool.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, can you let everyone know how to reach you or what the best way to reach you is?
Twitter. We're at AskMrRobot. And I suppose I told all of you to email me if you want in on the alpha, but you have to email feedback@askmrrobot.com. That would be helpful. And if you have any, like, things to post that take, you know, more than 140 characters, like, you know, problems, go to forums.askmrrobot.com.
I'm going to go ahead and say that wraps up episode number 68 of The Training Dummies. You can find the show on iTunes and Stitcher, so please consider giving us a review, good, bad, or otherwise, unless you're just being a butthole. You can follow our Twitter, though, and we will make sure to keep you informed on all the things Training Dummies, and that is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland. Hind is at Hind_Horderlies. And Kim, who didn't join us tonight with her segment, but is definitely worth a follow, is over at Kim with a Y, Scally.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo! Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo! Woo!